You're with Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes past seven. Children have grown to adulthood. Governments have changed. Health ministers have come and gone. But over nearly 20 years, the saga of a new national children's hospital has rolled on and on. The doors of the building, under construction since 2017, remain closed, beset by delays and cost overruns. The final bill has now rocketed to something like 2.2 billion. That's a staggering 1.5 billion over the original budget. And the opening date to patients has now likely been pushed out to 2026. The construction company BAM is being accused of extracting as much money from the Irish taxpayer as possible. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly, in a letter to Taoiseach Simon Harris, said this is the view of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, which says BAM is resourcing the project at less than half of what is needed, that it's holding the state to ransom. BAM has pushed back hard, rejecting in the strongest terms the allegations made against it, calling them misleading, ill-informed and incorrect. For more on this story, I'm joined by Niamh Griffin, the health correspondent of the Irish Examiner. We've had claim, Niamh, we've had counterclaim flying back and forth now between the minister and BAM. Let's go through what each has been saying. Let's start with Minister Stephen Donnelly and this letter to An Taoiseach and other senior ministers. What did he say in it?
Hi, good morning, Mary. Yes, indeed. So he sent this letter on Friday and he said, as you say, about the claim about extracting as much money, but the specific, which BAM have disputed, and the specific examples, they say that 3,000 rooms, which BAM said are complete, that they have found problems with sinks, with taps, with insulation, with vinyl flooring and with other issues in it. They say that the staffing has never been enough on site compared to what was pledged at the beginning. And they raised concerns about a very specific sort of remediation project, which they say was estimated by BAM as coming in at 25 million and taking significant time. And they say was actually done at a cost of 200,000 and completed in a matter of weeks. So BAM have disputed all of those examples. The board is also saying that the design changes to design in the project, that the biggest source of those changes have been BAM. And BAM have disputed all of that. They say that the board is actually the source of the design changes, which is quite a significant conflict. They say it's incorrect to say that this 25 million to 200,000 project was not completed by them and that they were the reason why the costs dropped down. So there's very strong language being used by both groups, and it's hard to see a resolution over on what's been said over the weekend.
Yes, strong language in detailed and lengthy letters. Mm-hmm. There is also this question of the 100 million euro that was awarded by a conciliator to BAM now mm-hmm. being appealed by government. What's that in relation to?
So there's a number of different issues where an independent conciliator was brought in to try and overcome some of these conflicts. And BAM have pointed out in their letter that they were found to be correct on a number of these issues, and they expect a further assessment to find in their favour. And the board are saying that they've actually withheld payments at one stage, and that they're also now have told BAM that they're going to look for a type of payment called liquidated damages, which is an agreement that's usually built into construction contracts when there's so one party can seek it from the other if there's a breach. And they're talking about that being up to 21 million. So there's a lot of counterclaims going in here on who is to blame for what's happening. But I suppose the main point, as you said at the beginning, is that the doors are still closed despite all of this.
And that comes to my next question. While all of these claims and counterclaims are flying back and forth, children, the parents of young children, the parents of sick children are wondering, when will we get this world-class hospital that they keep talking mm-hmm. about? It'll certainly be the most expensive hospital. It remains to be seen when it might
yes,
be open.
It could be 2026 now. So we had been told that the summer of 2025 would be the first patients, but now it looks like the completion date of February 2025 will not be met. And we've already been told that obviously when the hospital is handed over, it will take at least 6 months to fit it out. So we could be spiralling into another year which is quite worrying, I think, for families, for children, and for the HSE. The CEO of the HSE was on RTE yesterday saying that he's exceptionally concerned and he really, really wants to see a date at this stage for when this project will be complete.
And in the meantime, Niamh, as you say, it's hard to know where to turn to get answers, but is there an opportunity to get some answers maybe on Wednesday when the Oireachtas Health Committee meets?
Yes, so the board will be in front of the committee on Wednesday, and Roisin Shortall, the health spokeswoman for the Social Democrats, has already been out this weekend, and she's on that committee, and she's referred to the whole situation as a fiasco and an omni-shambles. So I'm sure she'll have a lot of questions, and I suppose the first question would be, when is the opening date? Why is there this dispute between two bodies who've been, I mean, working together for years at this stage? And maybe another question would be, who is in control? The board have declined during previous appearances before the committee to speculate about cost, but I'm sure they'll be asked about that as well. Like, is that 2.2 billion likely to rise if we're looking at further extension?
And we'll be talking to Roisin Shortall on the programme a little later, so I'm sure there are questions that she'll be raising herself at that time. When we spoke to you last week, Niamh, in relation to the Aoife Johnston report into University Hospital Limerick, you ended your interview with us saying, you know, there were still, I think you said, 102 people on trolleys in the hospital in the past week. What's the situation there now?
Yeah, so there, I mean, the trolley situation remains quite serious there. And we have two reports now that both focused in on capacity and bed shortages as a serious issue. The report into Aoife Johnston's death, and also another report by an external expert group. And that expert group, they talked about a need to review the space, to need review staffing, review access to diagnostics, review nursing staff. So there are a lot of problems in that hospital, with 17 recommendations from Aoife Johnston's report, and huge frustration, I think, across Limerick, Clare and Tipperary, that we had operations cancelled, people remember, in August for a number of weeks. And that was supposed to reset the overcrowding, but actually we're right back with quite high trolley numbers, really, considering it's only September. So it's a very worrying situation for everybody over there.
Many thanks, Niamh Griffin, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. It's 20 minutes past seven. There'll be plenty for the Oireachtas Health Committee to tease out and examine when the members of the National Paediatric Hospital Board comes before it on Wednesday. Cost overruns and pushed back delivery dates for the new National Children's Hospital are nothing new over the lifetime of this development. But the angry and detailed letter from Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to the Taoiseach last Friday, and the strongly worded response from Builder BAM, will provide much fodder for the committee members. Stephen Donnelly said it was the view of the board that the approach of BAM is based on extracting as much money from the Irish taxpayer as possible. BAM has rejected the allegations made against it in the strongest possible terms. Joining us is Health Committee member, spokesperson on health for the Social Democrats, TD for Dublin North West, Roisin Shortall. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who'll be before you at the committee meeting on Wednesday?
Well, the Children's Hospital Development Board will be coming before us again. They have, of course, been before us on a number of occasions. The last time was in July of last year. And they've also been before the Public Accounts Committee on a number of occasions. And I have to say, on each of those occasions, it's been quite unsatisfactory. It's been very difficult to get any definitive information from the Development Board. This project is now ongoing for 7 years, and it looks like there may be another 2 years at least before the hospital actually opens. And in relation to cost, of course, we're still no clearer in relation to what the ultimate cost is going to be. The latest estimate is about 2.24 billion euro. But we were told by the chair of the development board that there's no certainty that that will stay at that level. So it's likely to go up even further.
Is it likely that on Wednesday we're going to have another unsatisfactory encounter? You'll have the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board there before you. But do you not need the minister there? Do you not need BAM to be before
yes,
you to be able to plough any significant furrow of knowledge from what's going on?
Well, you know, there are a number of issues that we need updating on in relation to all of those faults and flaws with the building that we've been reading about. You know, the ventilation system, the cost of replacing that, the fact that there's inadequate numbers workers on site, the fact that there's a lengthy snag list in relation to the 3,000 beds that have been handed over so far. And most importantly, I think we need an update on what's happening to the over 1,000 legal claims that are being made against the development board by BAM, because they could amount to a very, very significant figure. Last year, the development board told us that they were setting those aside, parking them for the time being to get on with the building work. But we need to know now, more than a year later, what is the up-to-date position with all of those claims?
You'd wonder, though, short of an inquiry at this stage, how you're going to get to the root of the issues here. Because for everything you've talked about there, the ventilation system, the snag list on the room, the number of claims that are in litigation and in arbitration and mediation, you have a statement from BAM giving you another scenario and set of figures. They say that the 25 million for those grills in the theatres, it was, to BAM's credit, they would say that that figure was reduced to 200,000. The minister gives a different version of that. Similarly, around the snag list on 3,000 beds, the minister says one thing, BAM says that's normal procedure. A snag list comes, and that's always worked through in the course of the completion of a building. So, you know, as I come back to how do you find the fact here?
Yeah, there's a war of words going on here, and certainly the minister has made very serious allegations. Now, you know, ultimately there has to be political responsibility for major projects like this that become a runaway train. And you know, there are certainly big questions to be asked of the development board, the people who are supposed to be project managing this. But ultimately, responsibility must lie at a political level within the Department of Health, and that's at a ministerial level, and also in relation to the Secretary General, who is the accounting officer. So we listen to what the Development Board have to say to us on Wednesday. If that is not satisfactory, and if we don't get adequate information, I'll be proposing to the committee that the Minister and the Secretary General of the Department of Health be brought into us. Because clearly, if the Minister is making an allegation saying that this company is trying to extract as much money as possible from the taxpayer, he needs to stand up that allegation and tell us what information he has.
Are you in any position to invite BAM before you? Is there any likelihood? Have you ever done that? And is there any likelihood they'll appear before you?
We haven't ever done that, and you know, I'm not sure how appropriate that is, because the chain of command is from BAM to the Development Board, to the Minister and to the Government and the Cabinet, ultimately.
Clearly, in the statement that they released in response to the Minister's letter, BAM has things it wants to say.
But the minister needs to tell us what information he has that enabled him to make those allegations, and what about his responsibility. And, you know, there has been a failure on the part of three successive ministers for health to actually grab control of this project. It has run away, and those three ministers, you know, I think certainly have questions to answer.
What do you think? That at the end, because come Wednesday's meeting and you'll have the board before you, isn't there one question that the parent of every child in the country wants to know? And that is, when will children be in beds in the National Children's Hospital? Is there any likelihood you'll have a real answer to that question after Wednesday?
Well, certainly that's a key question, and this facility is so badly needed, and there's so many families, as you say, waiting to hear when it's going to open. Certainly last year we weren't given a definitive date. There is now talk about it certainly going into the end of next year, and quite likely, I think, into 26. But we'll be looking to pin down the Development Board and the Minister in relation to that date.
All right, Roisin Shortall, for now, thank you very much indeed for joining us. 27 minutes to 9, news headlines from Brian Jennings.